Wineries and vineyards are moving ahead in the transition to net zero emissions after a Sustainable Wine Growing Australia released an inaugural impact report about the sustainable practices that are being implemented across the sector. Dr. Marty Longbottom is a manager of sustainable and viticulture at the Australian Wine Research Institute. Andrew Herlinger asked her what the program was about.
So the report's based on a membership program called Sustainable Wine Growing Australia. So that program is a national sustainability program. It's open to all Australian grape growers and winemakers across our 65 Australian wine regions. Sustainability credentials are really important to future-proofing the wine sector against climate change and helping us to remain competitive in our local and international markets. So the membership through the program is all around helping the Australian wine community get faster traction on key elements of sustainability and in particular addressing climate change. As an industry, the Australian wine industry has a target to reach that net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, and this program is really helping our sector to achieve that goal.
Can you sort of just articulate for us what sort of challenges that wineries and vineyards are actually facing?
Yeah, I think Australian wineries and grape growers are facing a number of challenges related to climate change, and this is where sustainability comes in as an important way to help our growers and winemakers adapt to climate change. So the report comes from the data that we collect through the members of Sustainable Wine Growing Australia. So across Australia, we have almost 900 members reporting through the program, and one of the key elements that they are reporting is that 100% of the members are reporting their Scope 1 and Scope 2 greenhouse gas emissions. So apart from that, we know that they're reporting those emissions, which is the first step towards identifying where their emissions are coming from so that then they can take actions to reduce those emissions. And I guess the overall aim of that is to gain reductions in emissions that are coming from the wine industry.
So is there any particular message that you would like to get across to our viewers about this certain issue?
I guess one of the main messages is that we're seeing and we're going to continue to see huge strides globally around sustainable wine growing, which is why the Australian wine sector has come behind Sustainable Wine Growing Australia so strongly. We've seen significant growth in the program in the last 12 months. We've seen about a 40% increase in the membership across Australia. And part of this is in response to what's happening globally with regards to climate change, but also in the international marketplace. Also here domestically, Australian wine consumers, almost 70% of them are driven by sustainability, and they're looking for indications and assistance with choosing sustainable products, which is why we have Sustainable Wine Growing Australia and the important credentials that sit behind that program. What I'd recommend is that people who are interested in sustainability and specifically for the wine industry, go and have a look at the report. There's some really key and important messages coming out of that, especially around climate change and how the wine industry is addressing climate change, but also around how the wine industry members are dealing with water and water shortage, also how we're responding to waste and waste management, and also how we're engaging with our local communities.
Are there any lessons that you're taking across international borders on how to be more sustainable?
I think right at the moment what we're responding to is an international pressure to respond to climate change, full stop. And this is just the very first step for many people to really understand what their contribution is to climate change, and then having that data and understanding what their emissions are, being able to reduce those emissions. And then the next step is then adapting to the climate change influences that we have across our regions. And I think this is true internationally. We're all responding in very, very similar ways. Most of our international colleagues have similar programs to our Sustainable Wine Growing Australia program, and they are collecting very similar data from their sectors.
Do you feel like that the response is timely or that it's been a bit too delayed?
That is an interesting question. The Australian wine industry has been doing this and tracking their data for a long time. We've been doing it back since 2009, we first started collecting this data. And there are other countries who have similarly been collecting this information. In some ways, it's been in preparation for this very time that's happening now, where really globally the consciousness around climate change has increased, and we really have to demonstrate to consumers across the world what we are doing to address climate change.
And I guess for consumers as well, they're willing to take on the burden of maybe having to put more investment into certainly getting wine industries more sustainable, because in the long-term future, it's going to be better for everyone, isn't that right?
totally agree. And some of the reports that we have seen internationally is that consumers are willing to pay for this. They understand how important sustainability is and how important it is to address climate change. And yes, I guess we will start to see that by people reaching deeper into their pockets.
Dr. Marty Longbottom, Manager of Sustainability and Viticulture at the Australian Wine Research Institute, speaking there with Andrew Herlinger.